Welcome to Wednesday morning prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings, past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we participate in conduct that brings the best version of us to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You chose us to be yours in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before you. In love, you destined us to be your children through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of your will, to the praise of your glorious grace, which you freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 35. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take up shield and buckler, and arise, arise to help me. Draw the spear and bar the way against those that pursue me. Say to me, I am your deliverer. Let those that seek my life be put to shame and disgraced. Let those that plot my destruction be turned back and confounded. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing. For without cause they have secretly spread a net for me. Without cause they have dug a pit to entrap me. Let sudden disaster strike them. Let the net that they have hidden catch them. Let them fall to their destruction. Then shall my soul be joyful in the Lord, and I will rejoice in his deliverance. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you? For you deliver the poor from those that are too strong for them, the poor and needy from those that would despoil them. Malicious witnesses rise up against me. I am questioned about things of which I know nothing. They repay me evil for good. I am as one bereaved of my children. Yet when they were sick, I put on sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. And if my prayer returned unanswered to my bosom, I went about mourning, as though for a brother or a companion. I was bowed down with grief, as though for my own mother. But when I stumbled, they rejoiced and gathered together. They gathered together against me. As though they were strangers I never knew. They tore at me without ceasing. When I slipped, they mocked me and gnashed at me with their teeth. We consecrate this day to your service, O Lord. May all our thoughts, words, and actions be well pleasing to you, and serve the good of our brothers and sisters, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 37. Zedekiah, son of Josiah, whom King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon made king in the land of Judah, succeeded Kenaniah, son of Jehoiakim, but neither he nor his servants, nor the people of the land listened to the words of the Lord that he spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. King Zedekiah sent Jehukal, son of Shelemiah, and the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Please pray for us to the Lord our God." Now Jeremiah was still going in and out among the people, for he had not yet been put in prison. Meanwhile, the army of Pharaoh had come out of Egypt, and when the Chaldeans who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they withdrew from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to prophet Jeremiah. "Thus says the Lord, God of Israel, this is what the two of you shall say to the king of Judah, who sent you to me to inquire of me. Pharaoh's army, which set out to help you, is going to return to its own land, to Egypt. And the Chaldeans shall return and fight against this city. They shall take it and burn it with fire. Thus says the Lord, do not deceive yourselves, saying, the Chaldeans will surely go away from us, for they will not go away. Even if you defeated the whole army of Chaldeans who are fighting against you, and there remained of them only wounded men in their tents, they would rise up and burn this city with fire." Now when the Chaldean army had withdrawn from Jerusalem at the approach of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah set out from Jerusalem to go to the land of Benjamin to receive his share of property among the people there. When he reached the Benjamin gate, a sentinel there named Irijah, son of Shelemiah, son of Hananiah, arrested the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "You are deserting to the Chaldeans." And Jeremiah said, "That is a lie. I'm not deserting to the Chaldeans." But Irijah would not listen to him and arrested Jeremiah and brought him to the officials. The officials were enraged at Jeremiah, and they beat him and imprisoned him in the house of the secretary Jonathan, for it had been made a prison. Thus Jeremiah was put in the cistern house in the cells and remained there many days. Then King Zedekiah sent for him and received him. The king questioned him secretly in his house and said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You shall be handed over to the king of Babylon." Jeremiah also said to King Zedekiah, "What wrong have I done to you, or your servants, or this people, that you have put me in prison? What are your prophets who prophesied to you, saying, the king of Babylon will not come against you and against this land? Now please hear me, my lord king. Be good enough to listen to my plea, and do not send me back to the house of the secretary Jonathan to die there. So King Zedekiah gave orders, and they committed Jeremiah to the court of the guard, and a loaf of bread was given him daily from the baker's street, until all the bread of the city was gone. So Jeremiah remained in the court of the guard. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 12, verse 25. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape, when they refused the one who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, yet once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us give thanks, by which we offer to God an acceptable worship with reverence and awe. For indeed our God is a consuming fire. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. We praise you, O God, we claim you as Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit advocate and guide, you, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come to be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace and in the renewal of our lives. Make known your heavenly glory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Loving God, we give you thanks that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you have shown us the way to live in your righteousness. We pray for reconciliation with you, God, and ask for strength to remain in your presence in all we do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for the faithfully departed and your servants in every age. We remember those that have passed on this day. We ask that our ancestors and all your saints may be brought to a joyful resurrection and the fulfillment of your kingdom. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of justice, we ask for your help with domestic violence. There are among us those who have lost their way, those that seek to control through abuse. We ask that you shine your heavenly light to guide those people, to recognize their wrongdoing and make amends by setting free their victims. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, bring us together as one with you, reconciled with you and reconciled with each other. You made us in your likeness. You gave your only Son, Jesus Christ. He has given us forgiveness of sin. Bring us together as one, different in culture, but given new life in Jesus Christ. Reconciled, forgiven, sharing you with others as you have called us to do. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Congo-Brazzaville, Province de Longueuil, Anglicane de Congo. Ministry with the Aboriginal People of Australia. The Parish of Hamilton. St. Margaret's Home Assist Secure, Sandgate. St. John's Anglican College, Forest Lake. All parishes seeking clergy. All Anglican schools seeking chaplains. All prison ministry chaplaincy teams. All people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant us to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that we may with one voice glorify our God and Father. Amen.